Anyway, my first guest this evening is Mataia Kepa. Now, as I said last year, first time up, Matariki, great projects all around the country. And, of course, the official one was at Te Papa last year. And I understand that the other big one for this year is going to be held in Rotorua in the Waka o Te Aroa. And so, Mataia, I'm going to ask him if that's the case. And what's actually going to be planned for that celebration, the Matariki? It's the official one, I think. Let's get that right. Mataia, kia ora. Nice to talk with you this evening.
Kia ora, kia ora. Tēnā koe, te hunga whakarongo mai ana tēnā koutou katoa.
Well, it's going to, I mean, you know, when you think of it, we only got underway last year with the first official public holiday. We had prior to that, had some activities, some events, but my goodness, it's really taken off all around the country. And everybody keeps asking everybody, I hear people saying, where are you going? Are you going up north? I've just been on a Zoom with some people. Everybody's going up north, going somewhere in Tamaki Makaurau. So what's happening for the official one? Is it the official one where the dignitaries are coming together? In Rotorua, is that the case?
Kia ora. There are a few layers to that question. The first layer is, there's been a huge surge in recognition of Matariki this year, and the catalyst of that was obviously the national broadcast last year. What soothes my heart is that this kaupapa, particularly Matariki, is helping shape the conscience of society. And when it comes to recognising the presence of Te Ao Māori here in Aotearoa, I think having Matariki as a public holiday, one, gives people the opportunity to gather together as a whānau. But the biggest thing for me is that this is a day where all of Aotearoa stops and recognises and has to honour mātauranga Māori. So in that regard, it's huge when it comes to the identity of Aotearoa. The term official, I think we're going to get into a bit of trouble there because who sort of mandates what an official hautapu is? But I'd like to say that this is the official broadcasted hautapu. There have been multiple hautapu happening across the country and even abroad. I did one over in the GC a couple of months ago. And your critic could easily say Matariki was not up in the sky, which I support wholeheartedly. The thing is, I needed to take our descendants who live over in Ahitereiri, I needed to take them through their paces of how to run a hautapu because I'm not in Australia during Matariki week. And based on that particular exercise or that hautapu, there's now going to be three hautapu in the GC. So when it comes to further recognition of mātauranga Māori in the presence of Te Ao Māori, I think that's great. So the official broadcasted Matariki hautapu, yes, will unfold here in Rotorua, atop Ngō Taha, and no, not Aorangi Peak, it will be at the gondolas. Unfortunately, that's an invited kaupapa, just because we can only get so many people into the restaurants. And it's quite important to have our funders there, to have representatives from Mana Whenua, Ngāti Whakaue and Ngāti Wauku. And one thing that I'm overly proud of is the fact that this year, especially in a patriarchal tribe like Te Arawa, we have six kaikarakia wahine who will be doing a karakia to the six female stars in Matariki. So outside of being proud of the fact that the national broadcaster one is here, is to be able to do that and give some balance back to our understanding of kaikarakia and te ao wairua.
Well, that's going to be some, that in itself, just that last bit, when you say wahine from Te Arawa doing the karakia, because that is not normal really within Te Arawa, is it? Well, it's not a usual practice, so that's going to be something quite unique. So it's the first official broadcast. It will be lovely up there in Aorangi Peak, and I know that there has been some comment here within Te Arawa, Mataia, that it's a closed event, and I mean, as you just have said, the restaurant has to cater for certain numbers, and I suspect you just can't have everybody going up there because there would be health and safety issues as well. But it is obviously going to be something quite stunning, actually, because as you watch the sun come up from up there, it is really beautiful.
Oh, pono, and We do know this, that Matariki rises a little northeast, and that's the direction the gondolas is facing. So based on the weather patterns, it is hoped that we'll be blessed with a rangi tihore, a clear night, to be able to do our hautapu ceremony and the three aspects to it, that's reading of the stars, farewelling those who have passed away, and to prepare for the year ahead. Yes, unfortunately, it is an invited event for those reasons that you mentioned. And outside of that, I'm trying to look to the positives of it all and looking forward to being able to have our hautapu atop our mauna of Ngongo Taha.
Well, I think the other thing too, of course, there are lovely big events that people can go to should they choose to. But the other thing, it's an opportunity for whānau to get together and for whānau themselves to talk about how they're all doing and, you know, how's the year been. But more importantly, some plans for the future, bit of reflection there, and doing the planning that we all know goes in when you want to build a little bit more of a foundation in whatever area the whānau thinks is important to them. So it is great news. And, you know, what I love what you said, and it's so true, Mataya, is that the surge, and you see it everywhere, the surge and the opportunity for iwi Māori to shape the consciousness of society. Mm. So I think that to me is a great plus.
Mm. And just to further elaborate on the personalised hautapu or Matariki celebrations people can do, In an ideal world, you would have a Scotty Morrison, a Julian Wilcox, and Ana Hahini at the ready to be able to do karakia. But the foresight that people like Professor Rangi Mātāmua and Sir Pau Tēmara have with writing karakia that people can recite from home adds to that opportunity for people to be able to personalise and have whānau hautapu. If I can break it down somewhat, at about 6:15, any time this week, this is the moon phase to celebrate Matariki. At about 6:15, feel free to cook your breakfast that have offerings or that have kai associated to particular stars, tupua nuku, nourishments from the earth, particularly gardens, tupua rangi from above, like birds, and in this case, a hei, a chicken is all right. Waiti, fresh water, waita, salt water, feel free to cook you a breakfast associated or that correlates to the Matariki stars. And at about 6:30, think of those who have passed on, read a poem, listen to some songs that loved one loved, and just before you have your kai, do think about the year ahead, and then unveil your kai, and hopefully the steam from your kai feeds the stars, as that's what our umu kohu kohu whetū means. So as I said, we don't live in an ideal world. We have descendants that live in Australia, in America, and where have you in the world. But you can still participate in a hautapu, and that's something we try and encourage. If we're to be true to our indigeneity here in Aotearoa, we would like to encourage all whānau to participate in it, just as much as they participate in Christmas, Easter, and some of those holidays that do not correlate to our identity, just to further contribute to the decolonisation and re-indigenisation of peoples here in Aotearoa.
Well, it is going to be a lovely, lovely celebration. So many events all around the country. The opportunity, to share our beautiful culture with those who are non-Māori, and also obviously to give them an opportunity to ask questions, Mataya, you know, and become better informed.
Pono. I'd just like to encourage those of us here in Aotearoa, or wherever you are, is to set aside some thought to those who are affected this year in the floods and in the storms, and send some positivity to Ururangi and Waipunarangi, the stars that correlate to wind and water, and do ask them to grace Aotearoa this year because of the travesty that hit Aotearoa this year.
Mm. I think that's something that it's good to be reminded of, because we do have whānau throughout the mutu who have had it done, you know, had it hard with the various climate catastrophes, and it's not over. Mm. So it is good. Thank you very much for reminding us just to think of them at this time and offer up a little karakia, and also to remember. Mm. Look, thank you so much. Well, you're going to be on Friday morning up early.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Thursday morning. We have to do a rehearsal to the second,
just in
case things go south. So yeah, but the unfortunate thing is, I've been having to wake up quite early the past month because of the various hotapu that I'm a part of. So this is a good problem to have, as my mother would say. There are worse problems in the world, and I'm looking forward to Friday and being able to farewell those who have passed away and to celebrate the new year with one and all.
I'm sure it'll be a fantastic occasion. So thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us this evening, Mataia. And, have a great day. Have a great day on Thursday. And we'll be looking, because it is going to be broadcast live, isn't it, by Whakaata Māori?
TVNZ.
Oh, TV. Ooh, TVNZ. Well, that's even better, I have to say, you know, because the coverage will go right out all around the country. TVNZ. Well, that's great. So we'll be able to see if we can't get up there, and many, of course, won't, not only those within Te Arawa here in Rotorua in the district, but also throughout the country, they'll be able to watch and just see, just see the event as it unfolds. And, of course, as we see the daybreak and the dawn ceremony, it'll be absolutely fantastic. Thank you for sharing your knowledge with us this evening, Mataia.